老字号 are some time-honored brands that sell more than just products. They're often seen as vessels that preserve a piece of Chinese culture and the memory for generations of customers. Official statistics show that over half of these venerable brands have closed doors altogether. Well, how can we...make sure that some
of
them
stay around.
Yes, or should they be kept around artificially? That's another question. But first of all, guys, are these time-honored brands just finding it super tough to survive in today's market?
I'm afraid so. Many of them are struggling in the market now. 老字号 actually is not a random title. It's an honored title, granted by the Ministry of Commerce to enterprises in mainland China. And 老字号 has to fit certain criteria, like a time-honored brand should have a long history, providing products, techniques, or services passed down through generations. And also, it has strong Chinese culture background and is widely recognized by society. And more importantly, I think it should have a good reputation and social recognition and appraise something like that. But according to a report of Chinese brands development released by the Ministry of Commerce in 2014,10,000 brands were recognized as the first batch of time-honored brands when People's Republic of China was founded in 1949. The number declined to around 1,600 in 1990s. By 2006, only 434 time-honored brands have survived out of the original 10,000brands. So we can see many of them are dying out and vanishing from the market.
Absolutely. And let's take a look at, according to the recognition of time-honored, how these companies become the time-honored companies has a lot to do with what was released in September 2012 by the Department of Circulation Industry Development of Ministry of Commerce of China. The criteria goes as such, okay? So the first one is own or possess the licensed right of the trademark. Number two, established in 1956 or before. Three, inherit unique products, skills, and services. Four, continue the outstanding traditional Chinese corporate culture. Five, possess distinctive national and regional characteristics, as well as historical and cultural value. And then the final one, have a good reputation and social recognition and praise. Now, so you would think that there's definitely a lot of companies that fit this, and absolutely. But there's definitely some that I think have that recognition of being time-honored, but don't necessarily fit all of these criteria. And I'll say, let's say, the Arctic Ocean Soda. That brings...
Beijing Yang.
Yeah. Yes, you've been waiting to say that since the start of the show. I know it.
Yes, and I wanted us to have the right rapport, so, you know,
yes.
Right second, yes. As I blurted out.
Beijing Yang.
Yes.
Okay. So this soda has only been around since the 1980s, as I understand. So it's not as old as one would think. Yet, for so many people born in the 80s, like Huyang has said, you know, this has been a part of your childhood. It has been what you went to for comfort on a hot summer day in Beijing. So for it may not fit like the established in 1956 or before, but still with so many people resonates as a time-honored company that is such an integral part of your experiences and in who you have been growing up in China. Wouldn't you agree, Huyang?
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. And although right before the show, Ryan and I had a heated debate on the content that this or the product that this company has to offer.
Yes, and let's talk about that one for a little bit here. So basically, the thing about Arctic Ocean Soda is it tastes very much like orange soda to me. And the thing is, orange soda has much deeper and longer roots in countries like the U.S., where it was has been around since 1906. So the thing is, and so also Arctic Ocean Soda has seen some fierce competition and has almost been one of those sodas that has gone under, especially when Coca-Cola came into the scene here in China. And, You know, Wang Mazi Scissors is also one of those that many people know but has had some struggling times. And this is why, I think, is because scissors in orange soda aren't something that are unique to Chinese culture. I think they've been around for a very long time in very different parts of the world. So when you come into this market, it's already been established, which means you really have to have a change, an innovation, a twerk that makes you very special. And that takes a lot of effort to find. So I think Arctic Ocean Soda, it fell off for a little bit, especially when Coca-Cola came into the market, but it did find a way to niche itself back in to market itself well. But that being said, this doesn't happen with some of these other time-honored brands. And I'll say, like, Tongren Tong has adapted many standard traditional Chinese medicine recipes into more convenient forms like pills or capsules. Guys, that is something that nobody else around the world does. And so, of course, these companies especially, they're doing something so specific to Chinese culture. I do think it's a time-honored industry company, and because it fits that cultural facet, I think it will be timeless always, but then at the same time, I think they're marketing themselves so well in a convenient way, which seems to be the trend that everybody wants in the future, but at the same time, that n all natural way of fixing your body's ailments. So that's just one example I think is really great.
Oh yeah, and I think it's really important for those time-honored brands to diversify its n new line of products to cater to the needs of the modern people. And just now, Ryan mentioned Tongren Tong. Yes, because modern people don't have time for decocting traditional medicines. It's time and energy consuming, so they develop more convenient forms like pills or capsules. That's really an innovative idea to preserve the tradition as well as develop the brand. And also, I think one point is they should, many of these time-honored brands have failed to appeal to younger generation. Take Dao Xiangcun, for example. Dao Xiangcun is doing not that bad, actually. But if you look at the long queue, among them, most of them are over 50s or 60s. There are seldom young people lining in the long queue. But I do like the Zao Nidian Xing, the snacks with the
Dates.
dates paste or something. Yes, I think definitely they should do more to appeal to the younger generation.
Yeah, looking at Wu Yutai, hopefully I said that right, here is a
Yeah.
traditional tea company. But you know what? They said, we're going to go beyond traditional tea, guys, and we're going to make matcha or green tea, you know, like very different kinds of flavors of ice cream for teas that people really enjoy, but you know, especially that emphasis on green tea ice cream. People love that. But then also tea flavored chewing gum and tea moon cakes. I mean, that's really cool. Say if I'm a very busy person, I love tea. I love the taste of tea, but unfortunately, I am just always on the go and I don't have time to or want to hold a tea thing in my hand and run around, you know, going from A to B, spilling hot tea all over myself. But if I have some tea flavored chewing gum, wow, you know, that's really great. Then I can have that comfort of a nice, tasty cup of tea, but in a gum form, while I'm chewing it and going about my business or working in the office. It's very adaptable to the modern person, just like Yu Yang said. It's catering to the new audience. So traditional things are great, and people love them, and that's why they've been around for so long. But it gets to a point where it's not enough, where times are changing so much. There is this essence of a traditional culture that we want, but you got to revamp it. You always got to keep revamping it to make it mean something to today's generation.
Yes, I think that's essentially what the evolution of a brand is about. And you need to stay relevant. But how do you do that? Creating that attachment of feelings for one generation after another of consumers, that is like such a tricky thing. But I think that's what all businesses want to do. And here, Well, I know a lot of people are feeling kind of reminiscent of the good old days, and then that's also why I think we have this attachment to some of these familiar name, time-honored brands, and many of them are not doing well today. So, do you think this is something that is worthwhile for related parties to try to save, or should we just sort of embrace reality and let it go?
I think they just gotta, they have to innovate if these companies want to stay relevant. Because, yes, I think everybody would say they love traditional Chinese tea, but nowadays, who has time to make it the proper way? So when you put it in the form of a gum where I can have that traditional Chinese taste, but also be on the go, then at least you're diversifying your products, and I think that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's part of the market economy. In the past, most of these laozihao are state-owned or jointly owned by the individual of government. But now they have lost the shelter of the government. They're on their own, and they are facing the fierce competition from the multinational brands. They need to do something to stay relevant, and also they have to pay attention to the patent problem. We see a lot of fake Wangmazi stores all around in a certain time, and that's one of the reasons they fail. We can't tell the difference between the real one and the fake one.
Yes, well, being unique is kind of important here. And I'd like to finish this discussion off with Ai Wei's comment. She says, the market rules. Just think of Nokia. I believe it was the memory of those who were born in the 1980s, and look at where this company is at now. But no matter how famous or time-honored the brand is, remember this: no innovation means elimination.